The National Academy of Public Administration has elected a new class of fellows to report to Congress on some of the most complex management and policy issues in government. It's quite a group. One of those fellows is Judy Douglas. She's a former division director at the General Services Administration and former advisor for management operations, information and systems design and modernization at the IRS. Now she's client industry executive in the Global Government Industry Group at Hewlett-Packard, and she joins me now. Judy, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so quite a career. You know, I guess I've known you a long time, but I've never really read your resume until now. And you worked at the IRS during a period of a lot of technological change, maybe a generation of change ago. But describe what that was like and how it compares to all the tech changes going on now.
Oh, I guess I'd have to describe it as like living dog years, Tom. The scope and complexity of the IRS modernization was one that you really couldn't replicate anywhere else. I think at the time it was the largest civilian system development and integration project anywhere. And so the compression of experience was just phenomenal, in a positive way, I'd add. And I would say that it was much about organizational change as it was the technological change. There was a complexity of the stakeholder environment, both inside the agency and outside, that I think was unparalleled, certainly at the time. And despite all that attention, I think it was also an organization that was fairly isolated. And let me give you a little context for my personal comments about that and the lens through which I actually saw that whole experience. It was really a period when they weren't hiring in people from the outside. And so it was kind of unusual that I was courted in to be a part of that experience. I'm probably one of the statistically few people who is actually working in a field that she studied in college, public administration being my particular bailiwick.
You weren't a sociology major or something, or English, huh?
No. It started out as American studies and then matured into graduate studies in public administration. I was working at the State University of New York at the College of Technology when the IRS came to find me. And it was because of the work that I was doing with governments and nonprofits on developing program and project management. And it was actually rather amusing to me that they came to find me because I had a personal principle that I had developed while in graduate school that I was never going to work for the federal government. Too far from constituents, too hard to see the effects and results of action. And just to share a little bit of my own naivete with you, Tom, I thought, oh, well, the simplicity of the IRS mission could be appealing. They just collect money and try not to degrade its value too much and then deposit it. And that might offer a similar kind of proximity to results that I was looking for. And
so you were a little bit out of phase on both counts. One, it was nothing but simple, and yet it is the agency that most closely touches individuals, perhaps, of any federal agency.
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you for pointing out how naive and out of touch.
Well, I would just say out of phase, maybe, but not so much out of touch. You got in phase. And so I guess probably it's safe to say that you learned not only the challenges and complexity of government, but also how good it can be, because through all that time and all that change and organizational and technological change, they never missed the deadlines of what they had to do operationally.
Quite so. It's a bit of that analogy of trying to retool while in flight. Very much the case. And I will say that one of the things that I came away with was, you know, certainly you can tell from my career and my checkered past that you gave some of the highlights for, the appeal of federal service to have an impact on the lives of so many people was certainly something that, had I been left to my own devices and not had that initial experience with the Internal Revenue Service, I might not have had a chance to be a part of.
All right. We're speaking with Judy Douglas. She is with HP Federal, but recently inducted into the National Academy of Public Administration. And at GSA, where you moved after IRS, a horse of a different color, really. The Brooks Act was still the main legislation affecting GSA. We had those big PCIDIQs and so forth. What do you think the lessons learned from the GSA years might be relevant today?
Oh, I think that there are a lot of them. And for some of the perhaps younger listeners, I'll mention the Brooks Act in particular. There was a day, yes, listeners, when we actually centralized delegations of procurement authority for information technology, especially the large and complex kinds of programmatic projects. And I think the thing that was learned most by me personally during that time, and I think by the government generally, was the value of being able to communicate across organizational boundaries. Probably the biggest value that I think even persists today came from a program that started with the Brooks Act and delegations of procurement authority, and it was called Trail Boss.
I still have a Trail Boss cowboy hat.
Do you?
It's not in very good shape, but it's up there, way up in the closet.
We'll have to pair it with my T-shirt. It was a wonderful program that was meant to prepare and skill people for the acquisition and management of these complex IT systems. And the secondary value that I'm not sure was quite as anticipated from the outset was the creation of a community of people who were sharing the experience of the education as well as the implementation and acquisition challenges. So people could literally pick up the phone and talk to someone in another agency who had gone through something similar, who might have advice and counsel. And despite the fact that that program has not been in existence now for many years, I think people still identify with it and use that network as a way to get through their day-to-day challenges in this field.
I guess you might say the current practice of having the 18F group and the digital service group out of the White House harken back in some ways to those Trail Boss and similar programs, even though the people doing it now may not even realize it.
Oh, absolutely. So I would say that is part of the legacy of that. It really, you know, I had characterized the early days of IRS modernization as an organization in some isolation. And that just isn't the case today. We're able to connect talent to talent across government and across sectors.
All right. So at some point you decided it was time to leave the federal government and go back into the private sector, go from, I guess, education to government to the private sector. And what causes that decision? What are the factors that make someone who spent a long time in government decide now is the time to try the private sector?
Well, it's interesting. I don't think I viewed it as much of a change as your description might lead someone to believe. I really view all of the experiences that I've had as being part of a continuum of public service and public administration. I continue to work with governments, and for me it's about fulfilling public service from a different place on the elephant, if you will. And I think in doing that, it has really enriched the things that I can bring to the table. Moving from sector to sector and having this kind of experience of public management, public administration, was something that I did on purpose to really understand the incentives, the business models, the challenges that come from all of these different perspectives.
And we should say that you also spent a few years at the old Council for Excellence in Government. In fact, I spent a couple months there, too, at some point. A lot of people passed through that organization before it was eventually absorbed into the Partnership for Public Service. What do you think the role is of those types of, they're not companies and they're not think tanks, but I guess maybe they are think tanks.
Well, yeah, and I like to think of them as good government organizations. So I think the role is very important for bringing together people from various sectors. And many of the programs that I had the pleasure of leading at the council are still alive and well at the Partnership for Public Service, and I still very much stay connected to them. The Fellows Program is a great example of some of the goodness that happens, and that's, again, about cross-government community, cross-sector communication. That's really, I think, some of the value about giving that neutral ground for people to come and convene and confer.
And in the private sector and dealing with government from a contractor standpoint, and like many of the fellow companies that you work with and compete with, do you think that having had substantial jobs in the government makes you a better contractor person?
Absolutely. And you can even flip it around the other way. Does being a contractor also make you a better public servant while serving within the government? Absolutely. It's going back to at least my personal thesis about having experience in public administration and management from multiple sectors gives you a wealth of viewpoints and an appreciation of possibilities that don't happen otherwise. I can't tell you how often I sit with folks that are euphemistically on different sides of the table from government and from industry and have been doing their work for literally years and yet don't understand how the action that one party takes might affect the decisions and the actions of another party. And we end up tripping over those misunderstandings a lot in ways that don't need to be there if we had ability to communicate more freely.
And you've had some success in publishing papers and blogs and so forth. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's just another way to reach out and to incent people to have opinions. Probably the most fun and effective of that kind of activity has been when I've been able to pair the writing and input with, again, that community theme that has become so important to me in terms of how much we can impact the goodness of government and the results that we hope for from government. And I'll give you just an internal kind of example. Something as simple as bringing together a global community of people who touch public sector all over the world to share ideas about how cloud and mobility are affecting governments. And a simple device like creating a website, a SharePoint site, to start posting those ideas and get people from different functions and different places on the planet to talk about what's happening really helps to accelerate learning.
And briefly, what do you plan to do for your academy work?
Well, I've been told that there is a great deal of value in this sort of multi-sector background that we've just been talking about and in my experience with dealing with technology as an enabler for governments. And so I suspect I will be brought into a number of areas that I think are on the docket for addressing through the Academy.
Judy Douglas is a client industry executive for Hewlett-Packard and now recently inducted into the National Academy of Public Administration. Great having you on.
Great to talk with you, Tom.